Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Oh, this passage, this prophecy, which we know points us to Jesus, the child born, the son given. And the descriptions here, you just think about Jesus with every phrase, the government upon his shoulder, governing authority over all things. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Jesus is the Mighty God. Jesus is the Everlasting Father. What a phrase. The Son who's given is the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. In a world of turmoil, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And his government and his peace will increase and have no end. His throne will be established with justice, with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. For all of eternity, his throne will be established and upheld with justice and with righteousness. These verses lead us to reflect in so many different ways, but I just want us to let these verses today lead us to worship, to pray in praise to Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, God, we praise you for sending your son. We praise you for giving him. And Jesus, we praise you, for you are all these things. We praise you today in all the different places where we're listening to this right now, maybe jogging or listening with our family or others at work. But right now, we say, we praise you, Jesus, as the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. We love you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. And we are so thankful that your government and your peace will never have an end. Oh, what good news, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the confidence we can have in an imperfect government around us right now, in a world where there seems to be no peace at any level. We praise you for the confidence we have that your government will never end, that your government is perfect, and your peace will be ours forever and ever and ever, that your justice and your righteousness will reign for all of eternity. All glory be to your name. And even as we praise you, we pray, help us to make your greatness known today. Lord, help us to live, help us to work in such a way that we point others to who you are. Jesus, we want you to be exalted in our lives. We want you to be exalted in our families and our work and our workplaces. We want you to be exalted in the community cities where we live. And we want you to be exalted among the nations. So even as we praise you now, we pray that you would use our lives today to bring more people to praise you. We pray these things in your powerful and precious, priceless name. Amen.